Electric Blues Band on the Leadership Lowdown on the Michigan Business Network. Got to thank those guys for bringing us in and out of every segment and waking us up when they do. So thanks for listening, everyone. This is Dr. Phil Knight. I have Brandon Markin on the phone with me. Brandon is a bit of an entrepreneur, even when he was working with an established company, because he was able to really help create and then take an entirely new division of that company to a level of effectiveness and success that it had obviously never known. And after that, Brandon, you talked in the first segment about your passion for leadership. I mean, this is the Leadership Lowdown. And we connected over leadership some years ago and have shared that passion as well. And so I just wanted to really talk a little bit more about that, unpack that just a little bit more, and some of the experiences you've had and why you made a comment in that first segment. And it was like, to paraphrase Maxwell here, to say, you know, everything rises and falls on leadership. And I think that's the story that you're telling. As this leadership journey you've been on has definitely helped define the quality of your life and effectiveness of your work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it best. We were able to meet up through kind of a shared passion in leadership. And it is something that I almost landed on accidentally, that I had really no idea how much it would impact my life. When I was wrapping up my time at the lighting manufacturing company, the last year I was there, we actually were able to secure the largest lighting contract in the country that had happened anywhere that year. And as I was kind of transitioning my way out, it was this really cool kind of sense of accomplishment just to kind of end my time there and transition into doing something that I had become super passionate about, and something that I had really gotten to hone in leading a small team kind of in a larger corporation, just being passionate about, you know, business development, business systems, and leadership specifically. And so when I left the lighting company, my next step was to I started a consulting and capital firm with two other partners here locally. And really what I started off doing there was working with different companies here in Jackson and working specifically with them on business development and marketing, but then also incorporating a lot of leadership development. I actually first got engaged with a leadership development program that I worked with, a company called Life Leadership. They use a lot of the great leadership materials that are produced from the guys like John Maxwell and stuff like that, and then produce their own content as well. I got this steady dose very early on in my career of audios and books and seminars and tools around leadership, and I was super passionate about it. I enjoyed bringing that material into my own life and the impact it had really across the board of my life. I was getting good financial training, good people skills training, kind of learning the art and science of leadership, and I was seeing how it was helping me in my corporate job. And when I started working with these clients, I realized, man, these are just people also that have employees and problems and customers and conflicts. And I started bringing some of that leadership development material and some of the skills and just things I had acquired from really just having absorbed that material myself to my different clients in the Jackson community, and really seeing substantial impact. And like you said, everything rises and falls with leadership. And I would walk into some of the coolest businesses in this area and be able to kind of quickly see where there were leadership breakdowns or communication breakdowns and how those impacted the organization. And so really not even having set out down this path, I started really focusing on culture and business systems and communication and being able to kind of help these different organizations understand that, you know, high trust equals high speed and high profitability. And so I was able to kind of bring some of those things into these different companies and see an impact over and over. And it really just kind of started to hone in. You know, I was, like you said, I was an aspiring entrepreneur, kind of just venturing out of sort of the corporate world and running this small consulting firm and just learning how these other businesses were operating and meeting all these really cool people and really successful business owners, and then seeing the impact that some of the business systems and some of the leadership materials and really just different philosophies about culture and leadership were impacting these businesses. And it was a really cool thing to see as it started to unfold.
That's awesome. That's an awesome description of your journey there. And it looks like somewhere along the line, someone at TED Magazine thought enough of you to give you the honor of being named a 30 under 35.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was just a national publication in the industry, in the electrical distribution industry. And
that's pretty cool.
You know, those things are cool. I would say the biggest thing, I think, when I look back at it with the leadership development and how that all kind of tied in with the TED thing and all that stuff was I was in a position of leadership at a pretty young age, and so the people that I was working with were all older than me. All the reps that we worked with, all of my consulting clients, everyone was older than me. The way that I found I could sort of close the experience gap was through leadership development. And what I mean by that is by reading these books by guys like John Maxwell and Chris Brady and Andy Stanley and some of these awesome sort of, you know, timeless leadership books, right. I was gaining their experiences in really short amount of time. You know, obviously, you can't learn everything from a book or from audio.
No, you got it.
I was able to learn a lot that really kind of helped shortcut some of the lack of just time on the water that I had, at least made me be able to pretend a little bit like I knew what I was talking about.
That's all right. That's what a lot of us do in a consulting business. He's Brandon Markin. He'll be back with me, Dr. Phil Knight, on the Leadership Lowdown in just a moment.